Once there lived a very wise man. His name was Sensei Wu. He was 150 years old and had spent a lifetime gathering wisdom and discipline. He was very small and wrinkled now, and very tired but very happy in his life. He was very rich through teaching, and everybody who went to him for advice came away satisfied and happy. If you were to think of what Sensei Wu looked like, you could think of a small and wrinkled man who was very fit. He wore clothes in a very old style, sackcloth, so beige coloured, where he could fade into the mountains. He had a long beard and he had a long triangle hat. One day he woke up in a new place. He saw from the sign that it was called Nearwood. Here it was very cold and he wondered how he got here. He put his hand to his head and realized that he was hurt. And with a start, he understood that he had been kidnapped. But who would kidnap him? And why? What was the reason that the people here needed him? He looked around and besides it, the fact that it was very cold, he saw that instead of cars, they had sleighs here, and the sleighs were pulled by dogs. As he looked around, he saw the giant snowflakes float through the sky, and they were made so beautiful by the Christmas decorations that you would see everywhere. The people were very kind and tried to help him, and again he wondered, how could a people this kind need him to be kidnapped, or who had kidnapped him? It was then as he looked out into the crowd that he saw a mean stranger, somebody with unkindness in his eyes. And it was so strange in this place that his blood began to boil and it began to come up through his body. But as soon as he saw the stranger disappeared and he wondered if he had seen them at all. The people soon began to tell him of how hungry they were. And as he looked around, he saw there was no food in this place. There was no food to be gotten and there was no food on the shelves. And he felt sorry for them. And being a Sensei Wu, he was so wise that he knew what to do. And he began to look around and soon he found a spring. He said something special over the spring. And as he did, he began to pull water from it. He told the people to sprinkle the water around the trees and around the grass that was there. And the leaves began to come on the trees again. And everybody was looking at the work that was being done, except one stranger. And as he looked through the crowd, he saw the mean-looking man again. And he began to start and he began to think, oh my goodness, this is somebody who does not have my good intentions in his heart. He was scared and angry, but he didn't fight because he was wise and disciplined. It was then that he cast his eyes to the sky and he knew what he must do. As he looked at the sun in the sky, he began to take comfort. And as his energy began to leave his body, he leaned against an old tree and a smile came upon his face. Then he took steps away from the tree and put his hands up to the sun. And as he rose and rose towards the sun, the little lake became bigger and bigger with more life-giving water. Soon he disappeared forever, but he was 150 years old and the people thought that he had given up his life energy for them. So they built a statue to his memory, and if you go to the land of Nearwood now, you will be fed well, you will be treated with kindness and you will be told this story and shown Sensei Wu's statue.